One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that characterizes some in the church today is an erroneous concept that says there is a difference, a distinction between the gospel of Christ and the doctrine of Christ. Now, very simply and succinctly, the error is this. It is taught that when we become children of God, we do so through obedience to the acts and the facts of the gospel, to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. That when we obey the gospel of Christ, we're then saved. And a person must do that, for we're saved by the gospel. But now get this. Here's the subtlety and here's the distinction. It is then argued that we are saved by the gospel and that we must call upon and cling to and obey the gospel. But after that we are saved, we may disagree about matters of doctrine, whether it be instrumental music and worship, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, premillennialism, or the doctrine of the reign of Christ on a physical throne and physical Jerusalem, or institutionalism, or any other kind of is or ism. And so it is argued that just like one becomes a citizen of the United States by taking the oath and the pledge of loyalty and meeting certain requirements, he becomes a citizen. Now, he may not understand all of the laws, and he may not understand all of the culture of the United States, but that doesn't detract from the fact that he's become a citizen. So they argue, we become children of God by the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And though we may differ on these points and on these matters and these issues of doctrine, that it doesn't make any difference. You can worship with instruments of music and worship. You can be in an adulterous relationship, or you can preach the doctrine and believe that our Lord is not yet reigning over his kingdom, but is going to come and yet reign upon a physical throne on this physical earth, that those differences don't matter. Now, that's the idea. Now, tonight, a number of ways we could talk about that, but tonight, I want to attack it from one standpoint. Essentially, folks, with all of the charts that you're going to see, I'm going to make just one simple, succinct argument. On all of the charts, one argument. I'm going to show you that this is a distinction without a difference. I'm going to show you that they are making a line of delineation that is not made in the Word of God, that the Bible does not say that you must be right about the gospel of Christ. You must be correct in obeying the gospel, but you can be in error on a number of points of doctrine. Now, my friends, that is a lie. It is not the truth. And so I'm going to make one single, succinct, simple argument to refute that. Number one, what was preached in the Bible? The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Paul said, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, Paul said, preach the word. Acts 13, they were preaching the word. A man desired to hear the word of God. Verse 7. But I learned in Galatians 1:23 that they were preaching the faith. Paul preached the faith, which once he destroyed. The word of God that they preached was the faith. Acts 13:8. And Jude 3 says, earnestly contend for the faith. I read that in the Bible, the Jews said of the apostles, when they were telling men of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, Acts 4:2, they were preaching Jesus and the resurrection, they were preaching the gospel, but in Acts 5:28, the Jews said, you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. So, notice please, the Bible doesn't make this distinction of gospel and doctrine. Because when they, Acts 4:2, were preaching Jesus and the resurrection, Acts 5:28 says they filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. In Acts 13:5, they preached the word of God. Acts 13:7, the word of God. Acts 13:8, the faith. And Acts 13:12, it's called the doctrine of the Lord. In 1 Timothy 1:3, Paul said, teach no other doctrine. And in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6, he called it the doctrine of Christ or the faith. And he said, take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. So the doctrine is the faith. In Acts 14:3, the Bible says, long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace. Paul said he'd preach the gospel of the grace of God. It was, Acts 20:32, the word of his grace, and it was the grace of God that bringeth salvation, that appeared to all men, teaching us. So they preach the grace of God that teaches us, which is the gospel. What do they preach? They preach the gospel, the word, the faith, the doctrine, the grace of God. But it says in Acts 8:5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Acts 8:35, he opened his mouth to the Ethiopian eunuch, began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 1:23, Paul said, for we preach Christ crucified. Right, what do they preach? They preach Christ crucified. In Acts 13:19, Jesus preached the word of the kingdom. In Acts 8:12, after the day of Pentecost, this became that which was to be preached into all the world. But here the Lord preached the gospel of the kingdom. But it didn't commence until the day of Pentecost. In Acts 8:12, Philip preached the things concerning the kingdom of God. Acts 19:8, Paul was disputing the things concerning the kingdom of God. Acts 20:25, he was preaching the kingdom of God. And for 2 whole years, he preached the kingdom of God, Acts 28:31. What did they preach? Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:18 said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. 1 Corinthians 2:2, he said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. What did they preach? The gospel, the word, the faith, the doctrine, the grace of God, Christ, the kingdom, the cross. Now, what's the old mathematical axiom? Things equal to the same thing are equal to what? Each other. Now get that, please, before we take this off. Notice it, please. If I know that A here is equal to C, and I know that B is equal to C, A is equal to C, B is equal to C, then what do I know about A and B? They're equal to each other, right? All right, now, what did they preach? They preached the gospel, the word of God, preached the faith, the word of God, the doctrine of the Lord. As they preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, Acts 4:2, they had filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. So then, all right, next, same point. What did they preach? Notice how full, if you will, how pregnant the Bible is with this simultaneous parallelism, this equality. The Bible says, God hath called you by the gospel. But in 2 Timothy 1:9, he saved us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to his own purpose and grace. We are called by what? By his own purpose and grace. 2 Timothy 1:9. But he's chosen us to salvation, whereunto he called you by the gospel. But the Bible says we're called to salvation through belief of the truth. But the Bible says in Acts 18:27, they believe through grace. So you believe the truth. The action is belief through the truth, but you believe through grace. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 and 2. Let's read that passage. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you believed in vain. What did they do? They received the gospel. They were saved with the gospel. They stood in the gospel. All right, but now notice it, please. In 2 Corinthians 6:1, he said, receive not the grace of God in vain. You receive the gospel, don't receive God's grace in vain. To receive the gospel is to receive his grace. The Bible says they were saved by the gospel. But by grace are you saved, Ephesians 2:5. Wherein you stand, they stood in the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:1. We have access by faith into this grace wherein you stand. they stood in the grace of God. In 1 Corinthians 16, 13, Paul said, watch ye, stand fast. Stand fast in what? In the faith. What? Do what? Get this. Stand fast where? In the faith. But in 1 Peter 5, 12, Peter said, this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. But Paul said, stand in the faith. So the Bible doesn't make this arbitrary distinction. One can fall away from, turn away from the truth. Turn away his ears from the truth. And the Bible says, err from the truth, James 5:19. But ye are fallen from grace, Galatians 5:4. Paul said, you're saved if, Colossians 1:23, you continue in the faith. Do what? You continue to be saved if you what? If you continue in the faith. But in Acts 13:43, he told certain ones to continue in the grace of God. Now to continue in the grace of God is to continue in the faith. Now, the gospel, the word of God, is communicated or taught. Galatians 6 and verse 6. But the Bible says in Titus 2:11 and 12 that the grace of God that bringeth salvation teaches us. So, the word of God teaches and the grace of God teaches. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. But Paul talked about, since the day ye heard of it, the gospel, listen, Colossians 1:6, last line, and knew the grace of God in truth. So Jesus said, know the truth, and Paul said, when you know the gospel, you know the grace of God in truth. So there isn't that distinction. People say, well, you folks in the Church of Christ, you're preaching the Word of God, and you stress believe and standing in it. But you need to preach God's grace. You're making a distinction that doesn't exist. Same argument. Folks, listen. Paul said, I declare the gospel which I preached unto you. He preached what? The gospel was preached. But in Galatians 1:23, Paul preached what? He preached the faith which once he destroyed. The Bible says that a certain deputy or governor of the country desired to hear what? The word of God. Acts 13:7. He wanted to hear the word of God. But in Acts 13:8, they sought to turn away the deputy from the faith. So the word of God, the thing heard, was the faith. Paul said, wherein you stand. 1 Corinthians 15:1. Passage we read a minute ago. They stood where? They stood in the gospel. But in 1 Corinthians 16:13, just one page over, Paul writes, you stand in the gospel. Then in chapter 16 and verse 13, he said, stand fast in the faith. Two different things? No. Paul talked about some who have not obeyed the gospel, Romans 10:16. But in Acts 6:7, we read that men did what? That they were obedient to the faith. A great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So we obey what? We obey the gospel, Romans 10:16. But men obeyed the faith. The same thing. Paul said, I am set for the defense of the gospel. What, Paul, are you set for the defense of? I am set for the defense of the gospel. Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith. To be defensive of the gospel is to defend the faith. Paul said that Timothy is mine own son, my son in the gospel. But he said he's my son in the faith. 1 Timothy 1:2. Was Timothy his son in two different things? One thing called the faith and another thing called the gospel? No. Now, 2 Timothy 4 says that some shall depart from the faith. 1 Timothy 4:1. You can depart from the faith and you can turn away or depart from the truth. 2 Timothy 4. Some will turn away their ears from the truth. Many went back and walked no more with the Lord. But you can depart from the faith. 1 Timothy 4.
Now, the Bible says there's only one gospel. Paul said, the gospel of Christ. He said, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. There's only one gospel. Ephesians 4:5 says, one Lord, one faith. How many? Just one faith. Just one gospel. There's not another. And then, the Bible says that the gospel of Christ is sound words. Now in your King James Version, 1 Timothy 6:3, you'll see the word wholesome. That word wholesome is the same word translated sound in Titus 2:1 and other places. Sound words. The gospel is what? Sound words. But then the Bible says, wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. So to be sound in the faith is to be sound in the Word of God. Does the Bible make a distinction between the gospel, the Word of God, and the faith on the other hand? Does the Bible make a distinction? No. Things equal to the same thing are what? Are equal to each other. Next. Same point of emphasis. Instead of the gospel and the faith, this time the doctrine. Now this is what we're saying. Some say we obey the gospel, but then our doctrinal differences don't matter. But Paul said, I'm ready to do what? Preach the gospel to you that at Rome also. Paul, what are you going to preach to the Romans? I'm ready to preach the gospel, by the way. He was preaching the gospel to save people. He wrote to the saints at Rome, Romans 1:7, said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. But in Romans 6:17, the Bible says that they had obeyed that form of doctrine. Now, I want you to get this subtle reverse. Are you with me? Stay with me on this. The argument today is that we obey the gospel, and that's essential. But later on, diversity of doctrine, after you're saved of the gospel, doctrinal matters don't matter. Don't worry about those. Doesn't matter what you believe. Believe this, believe that, be in that church, be in that, it doesn't make any difference. But now notice the order here. Paul said that he was going to preach the gospel to the saved. But he said earlier they had obeyed that form of doctrine. Paul reverses it. See that? See, Paul said initially, you obeyed that form of doctrine. Now I'm ready to preach the gospel. So that shows that there's not the distinction that men say there is. All right, Paul says, or the Lord said, believe the gospel. He that believeth it, the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Mark 1:15. We're to believe the gospel. But the Bible says in Acts 13:12, this deputy of the country was astonished and believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. So we believe the gospel, we believe the doctrine of the Lord. The Bible talks about obeying the gospel. Some obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. But we obey from the heart that form of doctrine. The Bible says there is no other gospel, which is not another. Galatians 1:8. But in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 3, Paul said, teach no other doctrine. See that? There is not another gospel. There is not another. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other, there is no other gospel. There is no other doctrine. 1 Timothy 1. The gospel saves us. 1 Corinthians 15:2 we read. But 1 Timothy 4:16 says, take heed to thyself to the doctrine, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. The doctrine saves, but the gospel saves. Now what's that say? Things equal to the same thing are what? Equal to each other. The Bible says those that go outside the gospel are to be cut off. Let them be accursed. Anathema. Galatians 1:8 and 9. 2 John 9 says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Do you see that, folks? The Bible says that there are some 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the form of sound words. What is the thing that Paul preached? Sound words. Titus 2:1, speak thou the things that become sound doctrine. See that? Sound words, sound doctrine. Now the Bible says, only let your conversation, your manner of life be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, whether I come and see you or else be absent. Listen, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Now, let your manner of life be as it becometh the gospel, stand fast in the faith. Not purloining, be obedient to your masters, but not purloining you employees, but showing all good fidelity, that you may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. That word adorn there, that's the word from which we get the word cosmetics, ladies. You know the cosmetics you put on your face to adorn yourself? Us men are glad you do. We're glad you do that. Right now, the Bible takes that word and says, you adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. But it says in Philippians 1:27, let your manner of life be as it becometh the gospel. So we're to adorn the gospel. Now, Paul said of Peter that he walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel. Galatians 2:14. In 1 Timothy 1:10, some walk contrary to sound doctrine. See, folks? Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. Next chart, same argument. Now, some say, you can't preach the doctrine of Christ to sinners. They say, wait. You can't preach the gospel, the doctrine of Christ to sinners. Doctrine is on music and stuff like that. After you're saved, gospel is first. Is that right? What's the book say? Jesus said, if any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. In Acts 5:28, when the apostles had preached Jesus and the resurrection, Acts 4:2, the Jews said, you fill Jerusalem with your doctrine. In Acts 13:12, this man believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now, on Mars Hill, you remember when Paul preached in Athens, Greece, to the Epicurean and the Stoic philosophers? They were unbelievers. Now, one would say, well, to them, Paul had to preach the gospel. They were unbelievers. And that was the gospel he preached to them. Well, if their distinction is right, if you preach the gospel, then later after you're saved, you preach doctrine. If that distinction is right, that's what we should find. But in Acts 17, when Paul preached to unbelievers, they wanted to hear this new doctrine. And it was about the resurrection of Christ. So this doctrine was about the resurrection. And notice, before the Romans were saved, it was the doctrine that was delivered to them. Now this is key and crucial. Get it, please. The argument says today, you preach the gospel to unbelievers. You don't preach doctrine to them. That comes later. Now you save them with the gospel. But what did the Roman saints hear before they were saved? Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Now, in 1 Timothy 1, 9-11, God's law, God's doctrine was made, and this is a quote, it was made. What was His doctrine made for? For lawless, disobedient, ungodly, sinners, unholy, profane, fornicators, homosexuals, men stealers, kidnappers, liars. Now that's what the text of 1 Timothy 1, 9-11 says. And what does it call it? It calls this lifestyle anything that is contrary to sound doctrine. And it was made for such people. Wait a minute. You say, Larry, what's your point? My point's this. Some brethren today are saying, now the gospel, that's for all these impenitent, terrible people out here. It's the gospel that's for these folks. Now doctrine is something else, and that's later. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says that before they're saved, it was the things contrary to sound doctrine that they were living in. These things, folks, the rudiments and elements that teach them their need to hear the word, the gospel. These things were made for such men, and it was the doctrine of the Lord.
Finally, what do lost sinners obey?
What do men obey? Paul talked about those that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They have not all obeyed the gospel, Romans 10:16. To those that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be punished with everlasting destruction. In 1 Peter 3:1, Peter said, "You wives, and some of you women, we have some in this audience, your husbands have not obeyed the gospel." But Peter said, "You be in subjection to your husband. You be the kind of wife you ought to be. That if any of your husbands obey not the word, they may be by the conversation, the manner of life of you ladies, be won to the truth." I now get it, please. What does he say you be obedient to? If any obey not the word. So some don't obey the word. One can then obey the word, but he obeys the gospel. But in 1 Peter 1:22, Peter said, you purify your soul in obeying what? In obeying the truth. So you obey the gospel, the word, the truth. Romans 2:8 says, to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. So one obeys truth, he obeys the word, he obeys the gospel. But in Acts 6:7, the Bible says that when people first heard the gospel after the day of Pentecost, a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. In Romans 1:5, the gospel was made known to all men, to all nations, for the obedience of faith. Romans 16:26 also. Then men obeyed that form of doctrine. And in Hebrews 5:8 and 9, though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Christ. So what do we obey? The gospel, the word, the truth, the faith, the doctrine. We obey Christ. Now, folks, get it, please. If A is equal to C, and B is equal to C, what do I know about A and B? They're equal to what? Each other. All right, we obey the gospel. We obey the word. We obey the truth. We obey the doctrine. We obey Christ. Things equal to the same thing are equal to what? Each other. So this distinction crashes down, world without end. But it is another way to compromise and corrupt the church of our Lord. A friend, if you're worshiping with a group of people where emphasis is not given unto detailed obedience to the gospel of the Son of God, you're in the wrong church, or you've got the wrong preacher, or both. It's a distinction the book of God does not make. If you're here tonight and haven't obeyed the truth, we bid you tonight to obey the doctrine that's been delivered, to be obedient to the faith, to obey the word of truth, to obey the word, to obey the grace of God, and confess your sins, repenting of them, and being baptized into Christ. And if you've done that, if you've departed from the faith, if you've left the word, turned away from the truth, if you've not been obedient to the gospel, if you've received the grace of God in vain, my friend, you need to come tonight in remorse, in regret, in repentance, and you need to fall at the feet of King Jesus and sue for mercy and peace. And we bid you do it right now while we stand and sing.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus.